radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
I recently returned from about 2,000 miles of driving to and from and around South Florida. And, you know, there was one thing that was part of that the entire time. I never worried about my car because before I left, I took it to Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. In fact, I was kind of pressed for time, so I brought it to work. Don sent somebody over to pick it up, bring it back to the downtown store at 408 Madison, and by the time my afternoon show was over, the car was back and ready to go. They not only checked all the fluids, changed the oil, safety inspected the brakes, and ran the diagnostic check just to make sure everything was in good working order. They do a rolling inspection on tires because they have an incredible gift for finding things that are embedded. Well, as temperatures change and so forth, those can become time bombs that can end up with you on the side of the road changing a flat or calling AAA and losing valuable time from the time off you work so hard to earn. So partner up with Don Duncan. That way, anytime your car has any need, you know exactly where to go, that you're going to get a great price on the work you need done. By the way, tires, all wholesale priced, all major name brands at all three locations. In Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Don Duncan on Bell Road just north of Vaughan and downtown at 408 Madison for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living. And we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as I predicted, our amazing Independence Day sale has been held over. All mattresses and headboards are on sale, as well as bedroom furniture and adjustable bases. With over 80 models of mattresses on display, including budget sets to ultra premium, extra firm to super plush, we offer more choices at better prices than the chain stores. We are wheeling and dealing all summer, so if you need a mattress or headboard, now is a great time to save on quality sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and Sutherland. We have high-end floor samples from Restonic and Heirloom, as well as many other closeout bargains. We have been voted this area's favorite mattress store for 18 times because we offer better values and great customer service. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Listen up. The Lee High School 53 Union Committee needs your help. If you were in the class of 1970 or know someone who was, check with us on Facebook. If you don't come, we will talk about you. It's going to be fun.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
The good news if you need rain for your yard is the rain chances are getting better. In fact, for the next 3 days, the rain chances are decent, but still random. The storms fade out in the overnight hours, low temperature down to about 76. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms scattered to numerous across the area. Same thing Saturday and Sunday with high temperatures in the lower 90s each day and even a better chance of rain by the time Monday rolls around. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At midnight last Friday, Senator Edward M. Kennedy drove a car off a narrow bridge and into a pond on Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. A young woman in the car with him was drowned. Kennedy survived but failed to report the accident until 10 hours later. Today, police moved to prosecute the senator on a charge of leaving the scene of an accident after causing bodily harm. ABC's Mal Good reports from Edgartown, Massachusetts.
At 9:30 in front of the Dukes County Courthouse, Chief of Police Dominic Arena faced newsmen in a crowd estimated at 400 townspeople and vacationers. Filing a complaint with the county clerk, Arena charged the senator with leaving the scene of an accident after having done bodily harm.
My investigation is completed. Mr. Steele and I will be prepared to go into the hearing, and we will just present our facts. And then if the complaint is issued, then a summons will be issued for the senator, and then we have to go to court.
The senator will not be required to be present when a formal hearing is held next Monday. He will be represented by local attorney Richard McCarron and longtime friend and advisor of the Kennedy family, Burke Marshall. Mal Good, ABC News, Edgartown, Massachusetts.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy afternoon, Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, the Thursday Mishpucha, at last intact.
Show us ball.
We will. Starting with me, Greg Goodell, my Todd Life sidekick,
Joey,
and Terry F.
And here they are.
Please clap. That's great. We've been pretty moon intensive all week, but today is also a significant anniversary from what we call the year the Earth stood still, 1969. And I think it's pertinent today in that all these years later, and even with a twinge of honesty, even from the other side of the media, this is almost like a booger on the finger of Teddy Boy's legacy, in that it just kind of gets flicked away, even though a young woman died in a car he was driving while impaired. I think today in Alabama that would get you at least a manslaughter charge, maybe murder. And yet, Massachusetts sent him back to the Senate 7 times. Because apparently with Democrats, it's different. Man, every day I'm seeing another thing, another phony charge. Like when you open up AOL, you have to put up with whatever HuffPo is masturbating about that particular day. And today it's some hush money thing.
Well, and I think the average person in, say, Massachusetts knew all about the story, though. Like Bill Burr, comedian's now big. Mm-hmm. Back when he was just getting started in comedy in Boston, he said, especially when Kennedy was running for president, they would have Mary Jo Kopechne nights, mm-hmm. where all the jokes would be about Teddy doing this. So, I mean, and they would lambast him for it. So, I mean, it really came out, let's say, at the presidential level. I think as soon as you enter the national realm, especially at that level for the presidency, you're going to get flack. It's amazing what a state will forgive or forget. And here's the thing, too, is once you survive the crisis, the scandal, and you put it behind you, it really is behind you for the most part.
It never hurt him until he tried to run for the presidency.
Yeah.
And I don't know how, I don't recall specifically how many weeks he was into that particular effort when enough people around the country said, well, Massachusetts may be okay with what you did, but we're not. And he had to abandon his attempt to be president. At that point, it was almost like being a Clinton. It's my turn. And I think he spent his political career spending our money to assuage his guilt, because he really had very little in common with JFK when it came to policy. You know, he was a tax and spend Democrat, where JFK was a cut tax and grow the economy capitalist. There were some parallels on social issues and stuff, and those are things that kind of needed to happen and would have happened with or without Ted Kennedy in the Senate from Massachusetts. So we're going to spend some time on that topic today. What's interesting is the report there with Howard K. Smith was dated July 21st, the day after the moon landing, even though the event happened on the 19th. It got buried. I mean, any United States senator who's involved in an accident that includes an injury or the death of somebody innocent, it's going to get publicity. There's only so much they can do to control that. But when there's nothing to compete against it in the news cycle, it's huge. Was it Wayne Hayes, Congressman Wayne Hayes, the guy that had the woman that dove out of his car and into the Capitol Pond in the 80s? We should look that up. I think his name was Wayne Hayes. Congressman, Tidal Basin, water, woman. Off the top of my head, I can't remember. I remember Donna Rice and Gary Hart. We went in the 80s. There was this tour that was launched in D.C. called Scandal Tour. And you'd buy a ticket, get on a bus, and they would take you to the location of every single major scandal that you'd heard about or learned about in history.
So this was a week-long tour?
Only a three-hour tour. Why do I have to look? Every time I look at TV, I got to see Ilhan Omar.
They're running interference for her.
I have a great clip from Paul Joseph Watson called I Love Ilhan Omar, but there's a bad word in the middle of it.
I don't know why he does that. He has great stuff, and he'll drop the F-bomb.
Yeah.
Well, actually, he
doesn't use it. Rashida Tlaib, in one of her eloquent press conferences, called Trump an MF-er.
Of course.
And he allowed that to be in the tape, so that's why I just can't let it run.
I've found it's actually pretty good, a long article called Scandals and Scallywags. It's on, of all places, Huffington Post. But it starts off talking about Wilbur Mills, and that leads into Wayne Hayes.
Oh, there is a Wayne Hayes?
Yes.
I thought maybe I had the whole name wrong.
It's all sorts of things. I could read it, but, I mean, it's a pretty involved story. I'll read the part about Wayne Hayes. It says, Wayne Hayes, 64-year-old rep, Democrat from Ohio, claimed the headlines when it was discovered that he was paying a secretary, Elizabeth Ray, $14,000 a year, a tidy sum in those days, although she seldom showed up at the office. Nonetheless, the blonde beauty queen raided a personal office in the Capitol with thick red carpet, a red phone, and even a red typewriter.
Nice.
During an investigation of her skills and services, the 27-year-old woman displayed her honesty, if not her political judgment, with the classic announcement, I can't type, I can't file, I can't even answer the phone. Hayes' political career took a nosedive. The man who once aspired to be president retired, but later won a seat on his local school board.
Oh, wow. A slight demotion from Congress.
Yeah.
Yeah. See on the local school board. That's a quick take on this whole thing with the 9/11 fund and Rand Paul. He's getting brutalized, but he is calling out the left wing mob because he did not vote for the funding.
That's just not right for these first responders and stuff to suffer like this.
No, especially when we're offering free medical services to people that break into the country.
Exactly.
I heard somebody describing what it was like to work at Ground Zero for months. Afterwards, there was always a cloud.
Mm-hmm. What happened yesterday is Kirsten Gillibrand went to the Senate floor, and she wanted to pass what the House passed for the 9/11 First Responders Victims Fund to be passed with unanimous consent, which is a form of passing it very quickly without the senators even having to register their votes. And Rand Paul and Mike Lee objected. In particular, Rand Paul said, I object to a unanimous consent because we need to have a debate on how this is paid for, and I'd be happy if it comes to the floor, I will put up an amendment to pay for it, and then I'll vote for it. And then John Stewart was immediately put on Fox and said, oh, Rand Paul's a hypocrite. He didn't care about all the tax cuts, you know, when they added trillion something dollars to the deficit, which Rand Paul and Cavuto just said, actually, the tax bill I passed had a pay-go provision that I fought for to put in there that we would have to cut spending in order to keep the deficit down. And later, Democrats and Republicans in the Senate joined together to remove the pay-go provision in a spending bill. And I'm so freaking tired. It's a serious issue with the 9/11 responders, and I think they should be taken care of. This should have happened a while ago.
It's 18 years.
And they have been taken care of. The program's been running, and it should be reauthorized, in my opinion. Maybe 2092 is a bit excessive, but fair enough. It's going to pass. But I'm so freaking tired of people on the left side of the aisle acting like a tax cut is the same thing as a freaking spending bill. It's not! Why do you raise taxes? To cover spending. Yes, it adds to the deficit if you cut taxes, but it doesn't cost the American people all this money because it gives the American people back their money.
Amen.
And somebody like Rand Paul and myself would say you need to cut taxes and cut spending drastically. And you can disagree with Rand Paul all you want, but he's been pretty consistent on that note.
Yeah. No, I agree we have to cut spending. There's Al Green. He's the guy that introduced the impeachment bill, which got 95 votes in the House. Why does he always look like he ate a turd? I mean, really, look at the look on his face. That guy is a miserable human being. And he apparently carries one of those cards that gives him the gift of knowing what's racist and what isn't. In other words, pretty much anything they disagree with is either racist or some other ist or phobia or some other made-up illness that they ascribe your position to. Unreal.
It is.
I have a Bill Curtis.
Oh, Bill Curtis.
Documentary on Chappaquiddick.
Love his voice.
Well, I actually knew him.
Really?
Yeah, Bill Curtis was a news anchor in Chicago for the local CBS affiliate.
That's where he came from.
WBBM.
Great voice.
And he was very highly rated as a newsman, but he had bigger ambitions. So he started his own production company. And that's where investigative reports
came from. The Man Who Killed Kennedy, he was the voice for that.
He has produced quite a few great documentaries over his career. I think he is still alive.
Great voice.
But that building that we all worked in, it was CBS TV, BBM FM, the music station I was on, and then BBM AM, which was the news station, which is still in existence and still is one of the few remaining AM radio stations anywhere in America that pulls a number. Pretty impressive. But that building is the only one in America that has a historic monument marker inside the building. Can you guess what that's there for? At 630 McClurg Court in Chicago. It is the TV studio where the Nixon-JFK debate took place.
Oh, wow.
And it's been designated as a historical monument.
Yeah.
Which means, I guess they can't do anything.
Yeah, they can't tear it down.
It's still used, but the studio was designated for that purpose. And it was weird to look in there, in that room, working there. You can go in any time and just realize the history that took place in those walls.
And if we have time here, I want to go back. You asked about the Tidal Basin. Having read this article, I have the bare bones story.
Yeah, Tidal Basin.
The 65-year-old chairman of the powerful House Ways and Means Committee, Wilbur Mills.
Wilbur.
Nothing was spent in Washington in those days without approval of the arrogant congressman who once told reporters that he went home every night and studied the tax revenue code. What a peach. Mills frequently hung out at the Silver Slipper, a strip joint where he spent lavishly, often ordering magnums of champagne for friends and entertainers. Magnums, folks.
Magnums.
One morning about 2 a.m., Mills was stopped for speeding with his car lights off.
Uh-oh.
His companion turned out not to be Mrs. Mills, but a 38-year-old stripper from the Silver Slipper, Fanny Fox, a.k.a. the Argentine Firecracker. In the heat of the moment, Fanny sprang from the car and leaped into the nearby tidal basin. Police later released Mills, but Fanny was hauled off to the local mental hospital for an evaluation. Now, that's the kind of story that makes headlines and derails careers. His more than hers, as it turned out. Although Mills, this congressman, was reelected the following month, he was removed from his chairmanship and did not seek reelection. Capitalizing on her new fame, Fanny started stripping as the Tidal Basin bombshell, wrote a book, and eventually returned to Argentina. When asked what he had learned from the embarrassing ordeal, the congressman Mills responded that it taught him never drink champagne with foreigners.
With foreigners?
Yeah.
Foreigners?
Uh-huh.
My God.
Wow.
And those are only the people that got caught from that era.
Oh, exactly.
I mean, yeah, that was quite the thing. And we posed for pictures, which I have. I've got to get them downloaded so I can post them on Facebook from the Scandals Tour that I still have standing with a shocked look on my face in front of Gary Hart's condo where he and Donna Rice, who, I think, didn't she do some jeans commercials or something?
She should have.
Yeah, I believe she did.
Though, I mean, can you imagine, like, imagine if I ran for office in, like, 3 years. I'd have to be, like, christened again or something, like, born again, obviously, if I was going to be elected from Alabama.
What? Nah, just put it all out.
Yeah, just a little joke, folks. But if I went up there as a bachelor, oh, my God. Can you imagine?
You start out throwing all your dirty laundry out there for everyone to see, and they got nowhere to go.
Well, no, if I get pulled over for speeding, sir, who is this in the car? Oh, the stripper right now. I don't have a wife.
That's true.
Aren't I pathetic? I have to hire a stripper to ride around with me.
Oh, they're just jealous.
You see, 322, Duke is our first caller this afternoon.
Hey, it's Duke. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Not much. I was going to tell you, did you see Elijah Cummings crucify the guy that runs the border?
No, I saw one of the people that's connected to the borders crucify AOC last week, but I didn't see
it. It was on the I guess it was a House committee meeting. He showed up today. I guess it was today, but
nobody cares.
He's a moron.
It's unbelievable.
We're used to unbelievable.
How do these people keep getting reelected?
Because they have trained their constituencies. If you want to keep the gravy train flowing here, you got to send me back.
In a word, the nincompoopery.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if Joey was single in Washington, he'd be saying, oh, my.
Yes, he would.
Y'all have a good evening.
See you.
We appreciate it. It is 323 when it comes to home ownership. My daughter became a homeowner this year. And we kind of did an advance look at what her tax situation is going to be, because she knows what she's going to make throughout the rest of the year and what the interest charges are going to be on her mortgage payment. And she's looking really good for 2020 when she files. It's a tax deduction that nobody, no politician will ever have the gall to remove, because it would just kill the housing market. So stop being on the outside looking in when it comes to owning a place. I got a nice place I could sell you now, and Eddie Bader, he'll show it to you, and Morris Capuano will get you the money to buy it. That's what he does. Morris works with people from all walks who are interested in owning a home, are a little bit unsure about the process, a little bit uncertain whether they have enough money to put down. And one reason why he partnered with Renaissance Bank was to have access to programs that could help the person that does not have a large down payment or may have a credit issue or two. Helps you work through all of that so you can enjoy not only owning your own place and being master of your domain, but that big benefit that comes every April 15th. Call them at 409-9300 so we can get started on your mortgage. And by the way, speaking of Eddie, there are so many great affordable values for people who just want something in a nice neighborhood that's not ridiculously priced. Townhomes, all kinds of options out there. Eddie can find them for you. Morris will get you the money. 409-9300. He is with Renaissance Bank, which is an equal housing lender, and their NMLS number is 402669.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
We apologize for this Walmart grocery pickup commercial. Because while you can't see the groceries I'll describe, my words may make your stomach growl loud. Get the baby carrots you crunch and the sweet ripe berries that make your mouth water. And now you can order online and get free curbside pickup, freshness guaranteed. So pick up these delicious things without even leaving your car. Sorry, that was my stomach. Walmart grocery pickup, $30 minimum. Restrictions apply. If you're not happy with your order, contact customer care for a refund.
Bacon Fest is on at Wendy's. Wendy's sells the most bacon cheeseburgers in America. So we're celebrating with Bacon Fest and turning up the sizzle with the bacon double stack and the $5 biggie bag. Get ready for tons of hot and crispy bacon hits, like the $5 biggie bag featuring the bacon double stack, four nuggets, small fries, and a small drink for just $5. Only with Wendy's Bacon Fest. Based on service among quick service restaurants over 12-month period ending March 2019. Source the NPD Group Press. Price of participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACD, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
WACV at 328. Greg Goodell, Terry Adams, Joey Clark. You were just referencing Babylon Bee before we came back on the air. That's become one of my favorite. It does.
It's hilarious.
What National Lampoon used to be able to do before they kind of went under, they're primarily a historical website. One of the funniest things, and I tried to find a copy of it on eBay, and the person that had it wanted $40 for it. Because did I save mine? No. It's the 1964 high school yearbook. It's a yearbook parody that's absolutely hysterical. They have the entire freshman class on one page. Tiny pictures, and all the names are like Eileen, all, you know, just funny riffs on names. Brilliantly done. I think it was about $5 or $6 when it came out. Now, it's out of print, so you got to pay a fortune to get one, but I would love to see it again.
They were brilliant. I love reading Lampoon.
Hey, if you have a copy of the Lampoon 64 yearbook and you want to loan it in exchange for a few moon pies, that's the new currency on the show. Ah. We can trade in moon pies. Be happy to talk to you at 272-9228 when we come back. Well, there's Michael Collins, Apollo 11 astronaut. Tomorrow, it's all space. We're going to run the three 10 to 15 minute segments we had when we had Gene Kranz in on the morning show December 15th, 2014?
Yes. You got it right.
I don't know why I can't remember the year. You know me, I have this odd skill.
Well, I'm impressed.
Of being able to remember specific dates for weird things, but for some reason,
even in the same way. I have so much stupid knowledge about Prince, but then I can't remember what I'm going to eat tonight.
Welcome to the club.
I, by the way, am now in my 19th day of keto. I have not had any bread, starches, any of that stuff.
Fantastic.
How you feel?
Well, keto isn't the problem. Today was a lack of sleep. Mm. And one of those weird nights. Baumhauer's is great, but there's so much social contact there, it's kind of draining. I got home and I had no trouble falling asleep around, I don't know, 8:45. Then I woke up at 10.
I hate when that happens.
But before I looked at the clock, I thought, wow, I feel great, refreshed.
Time to get up and go to work.
I'm thinking the clock's going to say it's 1:30 or 2.
Nope.
No, it says 10 p.m.
I hate when that happens.
Could not go back to sleep. So I got the gang's breakfast ready this morning, and I cooked a couple of extra steaks for me and Mrs. Ritterbuttle, and some chickens for the doggies.
Oh, of course.
And did all the show prep and had everything ready. And I got here around 5 o'clock. I sat down in Jay Scott's chair downstairs and fell asleep.
Wow.
So it all hit me at once. And this morning, I literally was like gassed. You know how you, mm-hmm. if you're really tired, you got to really focus and pay attention.
I was that way yesterday.
Oh, good. Glad to know that it's not just old Peepaw falling apart here on schedule like Dr. Love.
It wasn't really my schedule or, it was a certain thing on my itinerary. It's a beautiful
morning. You were saying?
Nothing. I was tired.
I wish we could...
Stayed up too late.
Oh. What, you had a good video?
No. Something I'm not, I'm not allowed to talk about.
Not allowed?
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
I
wanted to ask Terry about this, and I meant to ask you last night and forgot, but what's now I have my paper reminder in front of me. What do you think about this Area 51 raid, or whatever they're calling it, that a million people have signed up for? What's your take on this?
I think the people are insane.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Well, on one hand, it's a spectacle. And it could end up being very entertaining, and hopefully it won't get, you know, where they have to use force to stop them. But if I'm not mistaken, access to that entire area is very limited, and it's only two-lane roads.
They have signs up there. Used to, there was a couple of bluffs you could get to, and with a good, very expensive camera, you could get decent images. They've closed those off. They have signs, and they have infrared. They have everything. They have signs saying lethal force has been authorized. Do not step beyond this point.
Mm-hmm.
They can legally kill you if you step in that range because it's missiles. You know, we have top secret stuff there. Any idiot that goes in that range deserves what they get.
The interesting sidebar to this Area 51.
There's nothing there anyway.
They've moved it, definitely.
Yes, they have. It's been gone.
Private corporation.
Absolutely. It's smart. You don't have to FOIA request. You don't have to honor those. That's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, a story like this will result in a change in another business.
Uh-oh.
And according to Pornhub...
Pornhub.
Interest in alien porn has gone up almost 60,000% in the last week.
There are movies about that on the regular, you know, HBO, Showtime, whatever, they have movies.
And
they're about sex with aliens.
Where do they shoot this, in Millbrook?
This is a legitimate movie. They captured this alien. This is some kind of aquatic alien, and this lady who works. Yeah, he lives in the water.
Oh, this is The Shape of Water. It's an amazing movie.
Yeah.
Guillermo del Toro's movie. He won an Oscar for it, I believe.
And the lady who's the maid who does the cleanup stuff there, she's deaf. Well, she has a thing with this alien dude, takes him home. They fill the bathtub up, and they have at it.
Yeah, after she helps him and realizes it's a very intelligent being with all sorts of power, they kind of have a love affair. And it's not like... it's not like a porno. It's like a weird mind meld sex scene. It's odd. But it's actually a very, very good movie. I enjoyed it a lot.
And it's called
Shape
of Water.
Yeah, really well done. It has that 60s vibe, like the Russians are trying to figure out the being they have in there.
When I heard The Shape of Water, I thought, well, this is one of those artsy-fartsy movies like The Notebook or The English Patient.
It is beautiful. It's really well shot. Like, I mean, the cinematography is incredible. It really is. And, like, the guy who plays the hard-ass, like, manager of the secret facility is really good in it.
Yeah, he is.
It's a good movie.
Rick Peters type?
No, Rick's got the dogs that have mellowed him out. This guy doesn't have anything.
Exactly, yeah.
This guy has a teal-green Cadillac that's his prized possession.
The Shape of Water.
It's overhyped, you know, Hollywood artsy-fartsy, but then I watched it and was like, okay, that was a great story.
You don't happen to have the Smithsonian Channel schedule there, do you?
Actually, I have it saved as a bookmark, Greg.
There you go.
Well, how nice. Can we take a quick look?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up now. Oh, you want me to read it now?
I'm waiting, yes.
Okay. At 7 p.m., wait, hold on. Even though it's afternoon. It's a beautiful morning. At 7 p.m., the day we walked on the moon.
Ooh. Ah, that's an excellent documentary.
At 8 p.m., the lost tapes, Apollo 13.
That is better than the movie.
Really?
As much as I love that movie, that 1 hour of the actual tapes edited to tell the story it's spellbinding.
And then at 9 p.m., Apollo's moonshot, Brink of Disaster.
All right, that's also about Apollo 13. They've done a whole series on the entire Apollo project, starting with one, the fire, and how they figured out what happened and how to prevent it from happening again. And it's all been excellent. And in most of these, the one that you'll see tonight, The Lost Tapes, and the one that follows, you'll see a lot of Gene Kranz. And you'll hear a lot of him tomorrow afternoon on the show.
You know, we did a lot of field trips as kids, and, I mean, some stuff sticks with me, but the thing that really sticks with me was going to space camp in Huntsville. And, I mean, the one image in particular that's vivid to this day is the splayed-out Saturn rocket they have on the grounds. I don't know if they still have it. And they have all the parts separated, but it's, I think it's the original, one of the original rockets. And it's just so massive and awe-inspiring.
363 feet tall. The reason I happen to have that information at hand, they're projecting it on the Washington Monument, and it looks great. It was a great idea to do that. I thought the rocket was actually taller than the Washington Monument. Have you ever been on the top of that?
I think no, but I thought it was, too.
I think it is, probably.
The monument's 555 feet tall. Oh, the rocket's 363.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would have thought it had been the other way around.
Huh.
Yeah, and it sat on a 20-foot pad, so even with that, it was still not taller. The Washington Monument, it's relatively narrow because it's an obelisk. So when you get to the top, it's weird because you're looking through the... Yeah, it has the windows that look like eyes. Is there a name for that? Windows that look like eyes?
I don't know.
What do they call that thing on the back of the dollar bill with the winking eye? What is that?
The all-seeing eye.
Is that what that is?
Well, that's a Masonic secret, yeah, exactly. Actually. Yeah. Let's not talk about it.
Yeah,
I don't want to die tonight. I've been trained to use my thumb.
Yeah, if there's any, you know, widow sons here, we don't want to make anybody ass. Mad.
Right, exactly. But I love this Area 51 thing because it's a great example of the internet. It really started as a joke. Like, the guy who's the star of the Machete movies, you'd recognize him. An Hispanic guy, looks real rough. He signed up and, like, said, after the Area 51 raid, instead of Machete, he's holding a lightsaber. Guy Fieri has signed up to cater the event if he can. The Moon Pie brand is on the fun. And the music sensation of the summer, Old Town Road, rapper Lil Nas X has released a special Area 51 themed video for Old Town Road. Like, everybody's just getting, it's an internet meme, and that's why I found it so hilarious that the Air Force actually put out a warning. Don't do this. It's nearly 2 million people now.
Well, again, even if they all decided to go, the traffic calamity, just trying to get to the very limited access roads would be ridiculous. So, there's not going to be a million people to storm.
And yeah, what the Air Force is worried about is they get that it's satire and a joke, but there's always out of that, it's right now 1.6 million. Out of the 1.6 million Facebook users who embraced it and said they're going, the Air Force is worried, a couple thousand who are who can't understand satire are going to try
to
do that.
Take it serious, yeah.
Oh, and one other thing. We'll come back to this, but remind me, because you were the first on this particular issue, and it looks like there's going to be a, what are they calling it, pedopolonium that's going to be released with the Epstein situation. Now that he has finally been stopped, the celebrities, the politicians, we know about Bill Clinton.
They're going to kill him. They're going to have to kill him.
I mean, honestly, no wonder he wants to stay in his... guarded compound.
You better believe it. You better take on some extra guards there, buddy.
Yeah. I've never heard that term, pedopolonium, an element that is going to be, means he's radioactive to people whose careers will be ruined, damaged, or ended by their connections to this guy.
You know that Trump's name is on the, he's been on that plane.
They have talked, there's records of conversations.
What he did when he got there is a whole other story, but he has been on the Lolita Express.
He also had him thrown out of Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
So, hey, when I found out what the guy was real about, I did this.
I believe him. I believe Trump.
Oh, every day they've come up with some other reason.
Yeah,
and, you know,
gets
in the meantime, He has given the Democratic Party complete ownership of A-hole C and... The terrorist from Minnesota, the other one, the other terrorist. And the angry bitch. It's just an amazing group. The four horsewomen of the apocalypse, the Democratic apocalypse.
What kills me is the double standard. All the crap that they've been saying, anti-American rhetoric they've been saying, and Press doesn't say a word. Then Trump calls them out on that and says, if you don't like it here, go home, which is what he should have said. Then the press jumps on Trump. This is crazy.
This is history repeating. What was the number one bumper sticker in the late 60s? America, love it or leave it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
that's what this is. It's just history repeating. And by the way, the same crackpots that ended the space program, that ended the conquest of the heavens and the scientific advancements, it's their sons and daughters that are standing up and trying to, you know, send us 500 years backwards with Green New Deals and bullcrap.
But also, because as a libertarian, I've been on the receiving end. If you don't like it, you can leave. You're free to leave. Well, and I was feeling a little un-American this morning.
Uh-oh.
So I was looking up expatriation.
Yes.
It's not like I'm serious. No, where the hell would I go? Maybe New Zealand. I don't know. But, you know, and die,
yeah,
in,
some nice
die in like a tsunami or earthquake or something.
Sure.
If you watch Mighty Trains on Smithsonian, you'll see they got one in New Zealand. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'll go check out the Mighty Train. But actually, it's not free to leave the country if you're a U.S. citizen.
Really?
There's a fee to expatriate.
A fee?
Also, if you have a certain amount of money, I think they upped it. On a Forbes article I read, it's like $2,300. Was a few hundred bucks, and they upped
it. Do you have that kind of money sitting around?
I don't. And then also certain tax burdens. It's just, I guess you could leave and not say anything and break the law, and who gives a damn?
But then you're subject to extradition and all that other stuff, right?
So you're not technically free to leave the nation. It's funny.
Well, it's interesting that this is one of the few countries you can actually come here and be a citizen. You can't go to Israel and be a citizen of Israel.
Right.
Hey, there's Jim Jordan. He'll make a fine president someday.
Hey, I like him.
343. So today, again, as a Clark's Club member, 277-2125. You know, this is horribly cruel. I'm up, as I mentioned earlier, I'm up every morning very early. So guess what time my electric bill arrives in my email? Around 3.
In the morning?
In the morning. There it is.
Wow.
G2 paper statement, Alabama Power. And when I open it up, it was, and this is after I raised the thermostat and did all this other stuff to try and bring it down from last month. So anyway, I'll be selling pencils on 85 to pay the bill.
Yeah, mine's steep too. It's part of why I'm moving.
Obscene. Absolutely obscene. So I called Rick Clark. They were out fixing the water heater a couple of weeks ago, and he happened to notice that the attic fan was not operating. So he came out today, and that's the next thing they're going to address. That will help significantly. And of course, there's that insulation option we'll talk about later.
Mm-hmm.
But those things, according to Rick, make anywhere from a 30 to 50% difference in your energy costs. It's so much of it is connected to your AC bill, especially when we've had a relentlessly hot summer with very little rain to cool down the roof. All of that gets in. Your unit has to work that much harder, and that drives up costs and doesn't exactly do much to extend the life of your system. This is why it's important to have a Clark's Club membership, because you have the expertise, a phone call away. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch with a look at your afternoon traffic, and it's busy out on the boulevard this afternoon. Be careful around the intersections. If you're on the interstates, everything is moving along pretty well within town. We don't see any problems on I-85 or on I-65. There is still a delay coming into town. I-65 at Selma Highway has some road construction, and that is backing traffic up way back to Hope Hull. If you're on the 31s, we don't have any issues for you this afternoon. Let's just be careful as we wrap up our workday. Your office location says it all. Synovus Center on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction
your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information at 270-9177. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. You can now bid on state and federal surplus property more often. The Alabama Department of Economic and Community Affairs announced the public surplus property auction will now be online and year-round starting this month. The department has about $50 million in inventory at any given time. Items include vehicles, furniture, tools, cell phones, and much more. Montgomery police are investigating a shootout between two cars. Police responded to a call in the 700 block of Perry Street about two vehicles chasing and shooting at each other. Officers located the cars and took two people in for questioning. No charges have been filed at this time. And today, Alabama State University turns 152 years old. It was founded July 18, 1867 by nine freedmen, all former slaves. Over 200 12th grade ASU summer sky cap campers were there to help celebrate along with the public. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
The good news if you need rain for your yard is the rain chances are getting better. In fact, for the next 3 days, the rain chances are decent, but still random. The storms fade out in the overnight hours, low temperature down to about 76. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms scattered to numerous across the area. Same thing Saturday and Sunday with high temperatures in the lower 90s each day and even a better chance of rain by the time Monday rolls around. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. We're down here on that beautiful, ever-flowing Alabama River. If you're not familiar with the river, you ought to get down here and rent you a pontoon boat, get your family, get some of your friends, some of your church members. Come on down here, pack you up a picnic, cruise up and down this beautiful river. We have some pontoon boats to rent. All you got to do is have a driver's license and a credit card. That's right. You don't need a fishing. I mean, you do need a fishing license. You don't need a boating license. If you're going to just cruise up and down the river, all you need is a driver's license. We'll get you fixed up. And we're going to get down here on Sunday afternoon. We're going to do it again. Sean Chambers Band is in town. That's right. Sean Chambers bringing that killer rocking blues guitar with him. We're going to have a good time on Sunday afternoon. We're going to cook you some fresh seafood from the Gulf. Got that steamer with those wonderful Royal Reds, those Argentina shrimp. Got those good old snow crab. I know you're getting hungry, so y'all get down here soon. We've been looking for you, so come on now and come home.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Pros do it right by relying on trusted brands. Lowe's is here to help by stocking more of those brands, like DeWalt. Shop Pro Bonus Days and save $130 on a DeWalt 4-tool combo kit with two batteries and a charger for $269. And get a DeWalt 16-pack reciprocating saw blade set for $19.98. During Pro Bonus Days, get exclusive Pro savings with your Lowe's business credit account. And enjoy breakfast on us all week while supplies last. Do it right for less. start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/21. Credit terms apply. U.S. only.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Look at me older, losing my hair on my phone face app. Wrinkled and shriveled and aging. Is it me or just Larry King? Check out my photo, it's so creepy, I can't take it anymore. The old me is spooky, I can't bear to see me when I'm 94. I look like a prune. If this is my future, hope I drop dead soon. Why did I download? It's scaring me like I'm at death's door. I don't want to see me with AARP when I'm 94. Woo!
One of the sillier phenomenons, the aging. Well, Barron did his photo with that aging app. Why, when he's so young and handsome and he's got that farm fresh face, why he'd want to look 30 years older, I don't know. I guess curiosity.
Kill the cat.
I'm doing the home version of that app. I don't need the app to...
Me too.
See what I look like in 30 years.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886.
No, 245-1566. Rusty, check your inbox for crying out loud. You're killing me. 245-1566. It's an interesting story because what you see reported, even on Fox, forget Fox, okay? Other than Hannity and Laura and a couple of others, Fox is joining the leftist party. They just are. Mm-hmm. I listen to the news at the top of the hour, and I've been adding sound effects and doing
might as well. It's a parody of itself.
It's become a joke. You know, this whole thing with racist tweets, that's all they do is call them racist tweets. They don't bother to tell you the racist language that would make it racist. It has nothing to do with it. It's the people that are noticing, oh, this all involves four women of color. They're the ones that are seeing color in all of this.
They're the racist in all this.
Well, we just posted a cartoon that kind of gets to the point of the issue. It's four nasty women biting the hand that feeds them. They got nothing good to say about America, and that is not going to sell. And to back that up, Jake Tapper today, who is not exactly known for his conservative views, interviewed privately quite a few Democrats who are frustrated because Trump's fight with this squad. I call it the odd squad. Call it what you want. They are now in power in the Democratic Party, much to the chagrin of people who know better, including Democrats who have been around a while. Tapper said in a tweet, Democrats appear unified in their votes this week, but I've spent the day talking to a bunch of them, and many are extremely frustrated. All agree that POTUS's tweets needed to be condemned. They spoke under condition of anonymity so they could be candid. The president won this one, said House Democrat number one of the Trump versus squad. What the president has done is politically brilliant. Pelosi was trying to marginalize these women, and the president has now identified the entire party with them. And that's electrifying because that's going to have enormous consequences next year.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
By the way, in Fox this morning when the news came on, So, well, you know, some, I forget what the story was, but, you know, the markets are already opening much lower.
Ah.
Let's see where they finished. Well, the Dow was up 2 points. Standard & Poor's up 10. If it's negative and they can attach it to Trump, that's what they're going to do. It's
every really, time.
They've gotten beyond disgusting with it. Hmm. And at 3:56, Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson will be with us Wednesday. We have the folks from the CBD store coming to join us. I believe it's Tuesday at, hang on, let me see here. We got so many calls about that yesterday.
About the CBD?
Tuesday at 3:35. Yeah, it's one of our new sponsors, and they carry the products. And
I've heard good things.
I'm using it.
What do you think?
I'm using it. And I'm specifically using it right here on the side of my face for that weird pain. I went to see Dr. Love, who said... basically, what he says, you're falling apart right on schedule, because the pain was so close front of the ear. No, he gave me some things to help, and this is something else that I'm trying. Joey knows a bit about him, but we're gonna get. We had so many people calling up with questions and things. We got to get him in here to address because it is a very hot topic and a very hot product right now.
Yeah, it is. It has no THC in it, right?
No,
very minimal.
No, less than 3%.
So it ain't going to get you high.
No.
So folks can chill out about that.
Less than, I think it's 0.03% at only one of the products, the oil. So
Beelzebub.
Hey, buddy. You doing all right?
Yes, sir.
It's been a good while. I just want to stop in and say hey.
I know.
But, you know, go ahead.
I was happily surprised to see your name on the call board.
Yeah, I know. It's been over about 2 years, actually. Wow. You know, I mean... Well, there's an old saying, you know, if you don't have anything good to say, then just don't say anything at all. Well, it's kind of opposite with me. I've had, Trump is amazing, dude. I mean, you know, during the Obama economy, we, you know, just so hard to find work. It devastated me. I mean, in my line of work, doing construction and all that.
In that regard.
Well, you know, we are a barometer. No joke. We're a barometer for the economy, for bad politics. And every time a Democrat gets in office, we suffer. Everybody out there in the construction industry suffers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the way it is. You know what I mean? And you know, but it was never as bad as it was during the, you know, Obama.
Imagine that.
But now, you know, I've been working in, out of state. I've been, you know, gone for a while and everything. And I come back because I got kids here and stuff. And, you know, it's great to make, you know, to see my debt from all that time that Obama was in office is almost gone. I mean, it's just great. I've been working my ass off and doing everything I can. And so, don't think that I was, you know, abandoned you guys or anything like that. I love you guys to death. I was just thinking, I was telling a buddy of mine, you know, I mean, you know, all the older callers are gone now. And a lot of the, you know, people, the, you know,